This is Bird Note. I'm Dominic Black.
I was very lucky because I had an epiphany.
When Bruce Beeler talks about birds, he's talking about a vocation he's had since a family picnic in the late 1950s in Lake Roland Park, north of Baltimore, Maryland.
And I happened to be just looking around, and I looked up and saw this woodpecker high in a dead tree. And it had a red crown. It was a red-bellied woodpecker. I didn't know at the time what it was, but I saw that bird, and that bird captured me.
The imprint of that epiphany has stayed with Bruce Beeler across 50 years or more as a distinguished ornithologist. Right up to the day I spoke to him. He was at a campground in southwestern Wisconsin, roughly two-thirds of the way through a 100-day trek in partnership with American Bird Conservancy, following the spring migration from south to north, beginning on the Gulf of Mexico.
Certainly the most exciting thing was to see the birds come across the Gulf. They actually drop into these little patches of oak woods down on the coast, on the Gulf Coast. And they arrive in the afternoon, and they start feeding madly and moving in groups of birds. So instead of one or two Swainson's thrushes, you'd see 10 or 20. You know, instead of a single painted bunting, which is what you normally see, you'd see 10 or 15. You might see 50 indigo buntings, 25 rose-breasted grosbeaks, all in a group feeding in a mulberry tree. So that's stunning.
Dr. Bruce Beeler's traveling north following the spring migration. For Bird Note, I'm Dominic Black.